was preaching on as well. So thank you guys.
Peace, brothers and sisters. It is so grateful to be here to sharing God's words with everyone. Today we have Abraham to translate for the sermon. May the God have the double blessing for us. Let's begin from the prayer together. Okay. 亲爱的救主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们在这里等候你向我们说话。
We wait here for you to speak to us.
向我们每一个人说话。
Speak to every one of us.
向我们每一个人的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
越过我们人一切的有限。
You overcome all of our weaknesses.
让我们每一个人蒙恩，直接来到你的面前，与你面对面。
Bless us and bring every one of us to into your presence, face to face.
我们这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 时间很快，已经来到十二月了。
Time has swiftly brought us to the last months of 2023.
不晓得在你们的心中，今年有什么样重大的事情在你们的里面
？I wonder what event has left the deepest impression on you this year.
上大学
，starting college，
找到工作
，finding a job，
结婚生子
，getting married， having a child，
付很多贷款
，paying off a lot of loans，
或者是身上有疾病
，illness。
今年五月的时候
，In May this year，
我的公公
，My father-in-law，
他离开我们了
，Passed away，
呀、yeah. ，我们很舍不得
，We miss him dearly，
但是人的尽头往往是上帝的起头
，But the end of man is the beginning with God，
他在生病的当中，在关键的时刻。他接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
On his sick bed, he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
我们感恩。
And we give thanks.
我们把荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God for this.
弟兄姊妹，今天是第一个降临期的主日。
Today is the first Sunday of Advent.
那这是教会一个年的开始。
Marking the start of a new year in the church.
是不是很棒啊？我们从指望当中去等候神。
We look up to God in hope.
我们看到这一次讲到以斯帖记。
We are reading the book of Esther.
Sorry, I take. Okay.
Yeah.
我们看到以斯帖记被放在圣经的正典当中，实在是很稀奇的一件事。
The book of Esther is included in the biblical canon, which is remarkable.
因为在书中没有提到任何上帝的名。
For its most distinctive feature is that it never mentions God's name.
但是呢，又处处看见上帝那个。隐藏却不缺席的同在。
Yet everywhere we see a hidden but not absent God.
他的公义，他的护理，保全了耶稣基督的血脉。
His care and justice preserved the bloodline of Jesus Christ.
以至于我们今天能够有恩有份于救恩的行列。
So that everyone present today has the opportunity to be part of his salvation.
今天我们要看以斯帖记里面另外一个主题。
Today we continue to explore another theme in the book of Esther.
那就是盼望。
Which is hope.
就是说， 当神的子民呢，在王国的焦虑，在身份的失落，以及在灭族的危机底下，上帝怎么样把希望的种子放在他们的心里面？
Amidst the anxiety of national extinction, loss of identity, and the crisis of genocide, God planted hidden treasures in the hearts of his people, seeds of hope and a lively faith to experience God's victory.
我们打算用三个方面来看。第一个，
We will look at three aspects of the hidden treasures in the book of Esther. And the first one,
明天在上帝的手中。
Is tomorrow is in God's hands.
啊，我们已经读过在以斯帖记第五章的时候，以斯帖告诉王说：“我有所求，我有所要。”然后呢，他就跟王说：“你带着哈曼在明天再来赴我的筵席。”
In chapter 5 of the book of Esther, Esther tells the king, "I have a request to make, a favor to ask." Then with a calm and steady tone, she says, "Please let the king and Haman come again to the banquet I will prepare for them."
为什么要等到明天呢？
Why tomorrow?
故事来到今天的经文第七章了。
The story brings us to today's scripture, chapter 7.
他再一次强调了 second day, 第二天。
Which emphasizes at the second banquet.
我们知道在以斯帖记里面呢，处处充满了第二次这样子的一个经文跟信息。
The book of Esther is full of second times.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么在这个时候以斯帖会要在第二天呢？为什么不赶快告诉这个王他心中所想要的呢？那这样子的一个等候，会不会觉得夜长梦多？
Esther should have revealed the truth to the king as soon as possible to expose Haman's conspiracy. Why wait until tomorrow and have a second banquet?
我们讲一讲，在我们这个人当中，肉体向来是不能够等候的。
We know that the flesh is always in a hurry.
那以扫呢？他打猎回来非常的饥饿，他为了一碗红豆汤卖了长子的名分。
Esau, coming back from hunting, exhausted and hungry, couldn't wait for a bowl of lentil stew. He sold his birthright.
但圣灵的引导是可以等候的。
But the guidance of the Holy Spirit can wait.
他的时间不早也不晚，总是刚刚好。
His timing is neither late or nor early, always just right.
上帝呢，把哈曼交在你的手中，你要学习把他放到上帝的手中。
God has already placed Haman in your hands. You need to learn to place him back in God's hands.
大家应该有想到，在旧约圣经里面，是不是曾经有大卫的一个故事？他就是在两次的经历当中。放了扫罗。
In the Old Testament, twice God delivered Saul into David's hands.
这就是大卫的灵，他敬畏神。
David's spirit respected God.
所以我们就在这里看见以斯帖记里面，圣经圣灵引导我们看见哈曼的仓促以及以斯帖的明天的等候。
The Holy Spirit through this shows us the stark contrast between Haman's haste and Esther's tomorrow.
另外呢，我们要讲到一个很 Chinese 的故事，就是关于欲擒故纵。
Next, we're going to talk about tell a Chinese story.
这个欲擒故纵呢，是上帝给以斯帖的智慧。
Esther's strategy of feigning to release Haman only to capture him later was wisdom bestowed by God.
我们看见以斯帖的生命的改变。
We see the changes in Esther's life.
她从一开始的这种凭眼见，到中间凭信心，最后有一个信心的行为。
The Esther of this moment, compared to Esther at the beginning, underwent a transformation from seeing with eyes and distancing herself from the Jews to living by faith and entering the presence of God's power.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Perfect love casts out fear.
以斯帖生命的改变，他对自己的以色列百姓，他不再切割，他与他们的生命相连。
Esther connected herself with God's people and did not cut herself off from them.
她在外族之地，她承认自己是犹太人。
Esther acknowledged her identity as a Jew.
所以她大胆地跟王说，我所要的就是我的生命，我所求的是把我全族的赐给我。
So she said to the king with courage, Grant me life, this is my petition, and spare my people, this is my request.
所以当以斯帖不跟上帝切割，上帝就不与他切割，同时赐给他智慧跟胆量。
When Esther responded to God in faith, God did not cut her off, but instead gave her courage and wisdom.
在中国古代有一个故事，就是关于这一个我们叫做欲擒故纵的一个事情。
In ancient Chinese military strategy, capturing is the goal, releasing is the method. The ancients had a strategy of do not pursue a desperate enemy.
这个人名字叫做诸葛亮。
Oh, okay. In Chinese history, 诸葛亮。
Yeah, 他呢，跟之前所就是说，在放下的伏兵，以及跟那一大群的军队在一个地方碰联合的时候，他们呢就去击败了这一个所谓的孟获。
诸葛亮 used this strategy to capture 孟获。When the Shu army enticed 孟获 into battle near the Jingsha River.诸葛亮 laid an ambush in the valley and coordinated a surprise attack, leading to his defeat.
Yeah, 事实上是一个我们看见同样是一个方式，就是说到说在战争上呢，擒就是一种目的，但是呢，纵它是一个方法。
In military strategy, capturing is the goal, releasing is the method.
所以呢，实际上不是不追，而是看怎么追。
In fact, it's not about not pursuing, but how to pursue.
所以呢，有时候把敌人暂时先放松一下，让他们失去警觉，反而能够歼灭敌人。
It's better sometimes to relax for a moment, let the enemy lose their guard, and then seize the opportunity to annihilate them.
那我们看见很稀奇，就是在以斯帖记里面，上帝也同样的差派伏兵在当中。
In the book of Esther, we can also see that God's ambusher was placed in the story.
他就是哈波拿。
It's the eunuch Harbona.
哈波拿呢，在之前的一个我们叫做瓦斯帖的情节当中呢，王后被废了。
Harbona previously involved in the episode with Queen Vashti.
Yeah, 哈波拿呢就让以斯帖有机会能够一个得到机会。
Paving the way for Esther's ascension.
那今天呢，哈波拿又因着一句话呢，使得莫迪凯也有了机会，得升的机会。
And his timely remark about Mordecai.Pave the way for Mordecai's ascension as well.
我们再看一下莫迪改。
Let's take another look at
莫迪改呢，是一个我们说一个一个生命价值一种低落缺乏的一个人，所以他会借着各样的一种名誉来满足自己。
莫迪改
就是叫。不是莫迪改，是哈曼。哈曼呢，他是一种没有寻求主恩的人。
Okay. Okay. Haman was not a person who sought God's grace, but rather used means to gain more.
结果呢？就是劳苦愁烦。所以我们今天讲到这个明天的第二次筵席，其实是上帝给以斯帖的信心，也是给他的智慧，相信明天在上帝的手中。So, the second banquet is the is God give Esther's wisdom. And the faith, yeah.
Okay.
所以呢，我们就来看到说，这个明天的第二次筵席，我们不着急，相信呢，在上帝的手中，这是以斯帖要给我们看见的。
We can be patient because Jesus Christ has complete salvation, and we wait for His second coming.
第二件事情，我们要来看。羔羊的筵席。
Next, let's look at the banquet of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细读一下以斯帖记，会发现里面也充满了筵席。
The book of Esther is also filled with the theme banquets.
因为太多了，所以我们只要看其中一个不一样的颜色，就是第四章。
Let's now focus on chapter 4.
第四章讲到是一个禁食。
This chapter talks about fasting.
它就跟其他的很不一样，是吗？
Highlighting the asymmetry with other celebratory feasts.
这个筵席跟禁食呢，这样一个不对称，在主耶稣也曾经讲过这样一个比喻。
The contrasting images of feasts and fasting remind us of the words of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说
He said,
Jesus answered.
Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast."
Thank you. 那耶稣呢，指的自己是新郎。新郎呢，在地上的时候，门徒有他同在的喜乐。
Jesus referred to himself as the bridegroom and his disciples as the accompanying guests.
但是再不久，耶稣要去受苦，所以门徒他们也要经历到主离开他的那种忧伤。
When Jesus was on earth, the disciples experienced the joy of Christ's presence, but soon Jesus would leave them suffering on the cross for the sins of the world, and the disciples will mourn.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天住在这里，其实我们也同样领受一个是基督同在的喜乐，一个是与主同受苦的这样一种生命。
Indeed, as disciples of the Lord, we bear both the joy of Christ's presence and the suffering of the Lord.
那你就问。我们如何带着这两种的一个情的一个生命，我们去等候预备我们自己等候主的再来呢
？So how do we prepare and wait for Him to come and take the church to the marriage feast of the Lamb？
那很有意思的，我们从这个字根里面发现，禁食跟筵席其实是同一个字根的，所以因此我们可以起码有两个。一个回应第一个呢我们叫做与效法耶稣。那我们可以借着吃饭跟你的community 有一个关系的连结。
We connect the joy of Christ's presence and his suffering by emulating Jesus, preparing ourselves through dining relationships at the table.Continually creating a culture of the kingdom of God.
我们也可以透过一个感恩的心，去预备我们的心。因为当我们有感恩的时候，我们就会有一个警醒。
We can also do this by offering thanks, preparing ourselves.
我有一个朋友呢，他上周啊、哦，不对，应该是前两周从啊、去宣教，从东南亚回来啊、回来啊、回来北美，其实是回美国，嗯。
A pastor friend of Xiu Xiu's from Taiwan went on a short-term mission trip to a Southeast Asian country last month and returned to the U.S.
那我这个牧师的朋友呢，他呢去参观一个啊、小学、中学，然后发现那里的孩子呢，每一天中午就是带着啊、便当，里面是白饭，那没有菜的啊。是学校提供那种叫做辣椒酱给他们配饭吃，穷到这种地步。
During a visit to a local school, he discovered that half of the children could only bring plain rice for lunch, relying on the school-provided chili sauce to accompany it, a stark testament to their scarcity.
呀，当他在分享这个经历的时候，我就特别想到我们在温哥华的教会啊、的一种情况。
His story reminded me and made me think about the abundance we live in Vancouver.
我也就祷告啊、我们这位天父，让我们啊、不要有这个恩典健忘症。
I also ask God to help us not suffer from grace amnesia.
让我们常常献上感恩的心，这时候我们就能够去思念天上的事。
Give us a thankful heart so that we stay vigilant and can contemplate the things of heaven in our lives.
所以我们知道明天在上帝的手中。
We know that our tomorrow is in God's hands.
我们知道我们将来要赴羔羊的筵席。
We know that in the future we will attend the banquet of the Lamb.
我们有主基督与我们同在的喜乐。
We have the joy of being in God's presence.
然而我们要与主耶稣一同经历那个苦难。
We also need to experience suffering with the Lord.
但是我们的苦难，我们所面对的不是没有盼望的，而是在十字架上经历那个翻转。
Amidst the suffering, we don't lose hope. We will experience the reversal of the cross.
第三个，我们来到十字架的逆转，在以斯帖记里面也是非常多的被使用的手法。
Reversal or contrast is another expression repeatedly used in the book of Esther.
哈曼呢，将他要挂莫迪改的这个十字架，最后自己被挂上去了。
Haman plotted to kill Mordecai, but God caused him to fall into the trap he has set for himself.
那么在经上呢，记着说，凡在木头上被挂的，都是受咒诅的。对
cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole.
Yeah, 叫凡信靠他的人啊，就是这个哈曼所做的是他罪有应得的。但是呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，却是因为他自己的舍己，然后成为全人类的一个拯救的一个途径。
Haman brought this upon himself, yet Jesus Christ sinless became an atoning sacrifice for reconciliation between God and man.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们再一次来思考今天在降临期的这个时候，其实这个时候呢，我们回想到主耶稣，就是在这个时候呢，他去到的一个地方，就是耶路撒冷圣殿。我们可以从约翰福音的第十二章二十二节里面看到，是一个献殿节，是一个 dedication 的这样一个节期。那时候正是冬天，所以
give me a minute. Advent starts in the winter months. As we ponder the significance of this period of time, let's take a look at John chapter 10.
2022. verse 22. 所以我就想邀请弟兄姊妹今天呢我们不晓得你们现在的一个光景如何，你们的生命如何无论是很沮丧的，无论是很怀疑的，无论是甚至你觉得过去有哪一些失败的地方，所以我们都盼望在这个时候呢，你可以跟着耶稣进到圣殿去。
No matter what you're experiencing in your life right now, sadness, darkness, even pain, let us follow Jesus into God's sanctuary.
好不好？让我们花一点时间，让我们的心反思一下我们最近的情况，让我们带着一身的疲惫，或是充满不确定的未来，把它交给神，重新奉献自己。
Let the Father's love comfort and soothe you, renewing and dedicating yourself to God once again.
所以